A leading restaurant chain has apologised after it stopped a young mum feeding her baby in one of its Belfast outlets. This is in the Daily Mirror today. Lisa Wilson is from Port Stewart, and she was told that she couldn't feed 8-week-old Oliver in Pizza Express in Victoria Square. She says a manager told her, "You cannot breastfeed in this restaurant." The Pizza Express has said it's sorry and that it welcomes breastfeeding mums across all of its restaurants. On the line now, we have commentators Lynette Burrows and Tina Calder. So the question, I guess, this morning is it okay to breastfeed your child in public? And why does it make some people feel uncomfortable when you do? Lynette, what do you reckon?
Well, there's nothing wrong with breastfeeding a baby. It depends how you do it, isn't it? I mean, the fact is, it calls for modesty and some seamliness, and then nobody objects. I think if you put together a combination of militancy and, you know, hectoring women telling you what you've got to do in relation to what they do, then it just sets up barriers between.
Well, what about
people
in this situation then, Lynette, when this was a mum that wanted to breastfeed in a restaurant and she was told that she could not?
Well, I think the restaurant was extremely stupid. The manager was probably embarrassed, but on the other hand, he has a perfect right to run his business as he wants to, and she had plenty of other places she could have gone. I agree, it's not very sensible, but perhaps she didn't ask very nicely. Who knows?
But should she ask permission?
Pardon?
Should she ask permission before she breastfeeds her child?
Well, I would think that if she did it discreetly, nobody would even notice. I mean, I always fed my children. I even fed them in church because babies are much better quiet than they are screaming their heads off. You just have to do it so subtly, people don't notice.
Well, there's no suggestion that Lisa had done it in some kind of, I don't know, wasn't overt. You know, there's no suggestion that she was doing it in a very obvious way. Tina Calder, what do you reckon?
I think that the real issue at stake here is the fact that the lady did go into the restaurant and did ask the manager for somewhere that was a little more private to respect her dignity. And also, I suppose, because she's a new mother, she maybe felt a little bit self-conscious. So she did ask for privacy. She did ask for somewhere that was away from the main, I suppose, where everybody was sitting, because they do have these little booths. The issue here is the fact that the manager was badly trained. I mean, if it is a policy across Pizza Express, and seemingly it would be, as a spokesperson has said so, then you have to ask the question, why did this manager not know what the policy was?
Well, why do you think, Tina, that some people do find it a bit unusual or it does make them feel uncomfortable?
I don't know, and I think it's possibly the sexualisation of women's body parts and the fact that some people can't get over the fact that they're used for more things than sex. And I mean, the issue really here is that Pizza Express did not train their manager. They maybe had a policy. It's inexcusable. It's not necessarily the manager's fault. So what I don't want to do is demonise him. He maybe doesn't know what their policy is, or he may have just been one of those people who doesn't simply want to allow women to breastfeed.
Lynette.
But it would seem that this lady, Lisa, had actually asked very politely, in a nice manner, for some dignity, and in a family restaurant, and was turned away.
Lynette, do you believe that restaurants should be forced to allow women to breastfeed there if they feel the need to do so?
I don't think anybody should be forced to do things like that.
But if you leave it like that, then it leaves it open for people to refuse it. And
all right, well, let her go to another place. I mean, the lady says, you know, that she thinks it's because, you know, the whole business has been sexualised, which I suppose there's an element of that. But on the other hand, people were just as modest about it. I can't think of another word. Anyway, 100 years ago, when we weren't so sexualized, I mean, it's a natural body function, and people have always been discreet with it, that's all. But I do think this business of, he's got to do this because I say so. I mean, if there was no choice, if it was the only restaurant in town, but there's dozens of them, and any restaurant that came out and said, we won't allow it, would soon lose business.
But the point being, Lynette, is that his employer has a policy across its chains, across the UK, that they do allow breastfeeding.
Well, that's all right. But, you know, for goodness sake, let people have a little bit of breathing space without somebody jumping on them. I mean, as a matter of fact...
You didn't demonise him. I did say that.
I know you did. I know you are not being unkind. But it's not a question of demonising. I mean, if you think that's demonic to do what he did, well, you know, that's absolutely ridiculous. It's a small thing. And as a matter of fact, there's as many women who don't like breastfeeding in public as there are men. It makes them feel...
Yeah, I understand that, Lynette, but the issue and the question is beyond from this case in Pizza Express is should it be something that you can, a woman can do when she feels that it is necessary, wherever that might be? And then break down the barriers where people feel they get very embarrassed, this becomes a little bit less of an issue.
Well, you know, you can't stop people feeling embarrassed about some bodily function. Some people will always be. I mean, I don't know whether you know, but the Japanese don't blow their nose in front of you because it's a tremendously intimate thing to do, and they leave the room. People do have modesties, and I think any culture takes that into account and normalises it. And it's up to women to, you know, behave very sensibly and discreetly, and everything will be all right. I never had
just leave the kids to starve then, will they?
No, you don't.
Okay.
Well, you just strangle them, you know, that also
maybe not.
Keeps it quiet.
Okay, Lynette Burrows, we'll leave it on that. And Tina Calder, thank you very much as well. We'll be back after.